Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions, explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives, access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-hosts, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone.
So today on Conscious Conversations, we're talking about inner voice and consciousness. And sort of things we're looking at are like, what is our inner voice and how do we hear and much less listen to that still small voice within? And what is channeling and how do we unconsciously channel others and how we can channel ourselves as consciousness, accessing our own inner wisdom as well. And we'll have listeners call in and talk to us in just a couple minutes.
And that number they want to use, Joan, is 1-888-627-6008, right?
Yes, that's right. I thought they'd just be psychic and guess it. But yes, 627-6008.
Well, it is that voice from outside of your head sometimes.
Right, exactly. That's not your inner voice. That's your one reading. All right. Let me see. We'll run on down our announcements. So I have some meetups in the Puget Sound area. I'm doing one in Tacoma this Saturday the 12th at the library in the Proctor District. I'm doing one in Seattle on Sunday the 27th in Ballard. And then I'm also doing, actually this weekend, I'm also doing a Discover Your Life Purpose and Regain Your Passion workshop in Seattle on the 13th. That's this Sunday the 13th at the Finney Neighborhood Center at 1:15. And it's just an intro to discovering these wonderful things, and it's only $10, and you can sign up on my website, joan-newcomb.com. What about you, Janet?
Well, I've got meetups, and for open for anyone, you don't have to be a part of meetup, but that's one way you can see it, here at my house weekly, and that's Conscious Conversations with Janet. And we access heart space and have a great old time for a couple of hours being with each other and witnessing and holding space and offering compassionate ears to those voices that we do hear inside. So totally want to recommend people join us, and you can get it through Meetup. Conscious Conversations with Janet, or you can check out my website at janetandbeyond.com, and you can find information there about it and all kinds of good things to get involved with. And oh, we do want to let everybody know, next week is a special week for us because we got our show on Tuesday. On Wednesday, though, at 5 p.m., we're going to be guests on Happiness Hangout with Lori Peters. And we're so looking forward to that. We had her guests on our show a couple weeks ago. And we're going to have a good time talking about how to deal with the holidays from a point of consciousness and be happy. And then on Thursday, we've got our free conference call. That's December 17th at 7 p.m., where no matter where you are in the world, you can call on that line and be with us as we explore for an hour, dropping into heart space, and we play one-on-one. So it's a great group, always different, and I heartily recommend it. If you can't get to us locally someplace, please join us.
Right. Yeah. And also, if you can't make that live, you can get the recording of it. Mm-hmm. And there's an aspect of you that did make it live anyway, even if you didn't get your ears on the phone.
Well, it's surprising what comes up, you know, and the things that that concern people that we think are only ours. But in the truth, we are all one. And that's what we really explore. And that's what we explore weekly. Joan and I, with you, our listeners, is that we are all one, and something might not be tangibly, consciously in your awareness in the moment, but we are triggering all the time. So someone else mentions something and you go, oh, yeah, right. I do have that in me someplace. And so it's a great way to be supportive and deal with stuff. And even if you don't have any, feel comfortable offering something, you're part of it. And we pick up on all that. So please join us. There's no reason to be alone, especially during the holidays.
Right.
and listen. Yeah, hear right. The voices around you.
And also, there are other ways to join us besides listening to the show or calling into our conference call, even though we'd love to have you on the conference call. We would also love to have you on our Facebook group, Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. And we'd love to have you follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. And you can message us with suggestions of things that you'd like us to talk about, and we'll respond to them on the air. And also subscribe to us on YouTube, because we put these shows on YouTube. You could actually binge watch all of our episodes, you know, on some nice cozy winter evening, just with your hot chocolate, listen to all the shows on
YouTube. Could be mellow.
Right. Yeah. So our topic today is inner voice and consciousness. And is there anything you want to say about that? At this time?
Well, you know, I started out from a metaphysical standpoint. I heard stuff all the time when I was young, and I used to automatic write. I think probably I started in my high school years, automatic writing. And that is that putting yourself aside a little bit to allow the voices of others to speak, whether it's verbal or written. And so I did channeling from a very early age. And then I was in a lot of physical pain. So, it was something that gave me comfort and connection in a way that because I felt very isolated in that physicality. So, you know, I did that for a long time. And then as I got wiser and realized, oh, where am I in that? And that's been kind of my journey this life is, and in accessing heart space, which is what we're doing on the show, and hopefully it, as daily experiences, I really get to hear consciousness, the collective, and then I get to hear me too. And there's all different ways of listening, and you have such great training, Joan. You understand all the dynamics of that, and I'm looking forward to you sharing that with everyone about, because I have feeling, listeners, you're just like us. So we hear stuff all the time, and what are you hearing, and who are you listening to out there?
Yeah, you know, and from my perspective is that, you know, if I can do it, anybody can do this.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
Even though I did explore things myself from a very young age, I'm a trained clairvoyant, and I went through, you know, 5 years of training, and I worked at this mystery school for on and off for 14 years. And the interesting thing for them, though, is that the focus there was on channeling yourself and on getting in touch with your own inner voice, and also communication between yourself, and they described it as spirit, and I would describe it as consciousness, and your body. So there, you know, one of the things that tends to happen when we get into spiritual pursuits is our focus goes out of our body or outside of our body. We neglect our body. You know, think of all the things that require you to, you know, go fast and, you know, abstain from this, that, and the other. And so you kind of, ignoring the communication from your body. So that's actually maybe a different episode, is on communicating with your physical body or hearing your physical body. But if you take care of your physical body, then it's actually easier to hear your own inner voice, because your body's not yelling at you that it's hungry, tired, lonely, sleepy, whatever. But the other thing is that as consciousness, you are the cosmic internet. You are your own wisdom, and you have your own inner wisdom. So you don't really need to go out there and, you know, channel Lampa or something. You don't need to channel other people's information, because you actually have direct access to your own higher wisdom yourself. And that's the different, you know, bear in mind, you know, I love Abraham Hicks, and it's a great introduction to the greater aspect of consciousness, but it's really just all you really need to do is shift your own perspective and you accessing your own higher information.
Well, that sounds right up what we need to be doing. It looks like we have a guest on the line, so how about we go to break and then we'll bring Capone from Maryland on and get her question and then we'll drop into Hart. Or not.
Sure, or maybe they're just waiting for my coat, which is, and you've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We have to take a break right now and we'll come right back and talk to Rose Capone from Maryland.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com. You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm Joan here with Janet, and today we are talking about inner voice and consciousness.
Ooh, goody. Okay. Do we want to ask have Rose give us a question?
Yeah, well, we can bring Rose on, and Rose, we're going to include you in the conversation, and then we're all going to drop into heart space together. So how are you doing today, Rose?
I'm a little nervous because I don't think I've ever discussed what I'm going to ask with anyone.
Okay. No, it's just between the three of us, so don't worry about it.
And you can just imagine with the population of Maryland how many Roses there are. This is Rose from Annapolis. No, this is Rose from
Brooklyn. Oh, yeah, Rose. There's one in New York, too. Okay, go for it, Rose.
What's your question?
Okay, so I had emailed Joan the other night. She said I should ask, because this happened to be the topic of the day. So I tried to narrow it down the best that I can. And I guess what my question is, when someone passes and they want you to do something, like call somebody or tell somebody that, you know, that they're proud of them, like, I don't feel comfortable doing that. And even though I might have met the person before, I don't know how to deal with rejection.
What an interesting. Yeah. That's very good. Okay. Well, do we want to look at that from drop into heart first, Joan, or do you want to answer that?
We're going to do both.
Okay.
So before heart space, I'll just relate a similar thing. I had a friend who died, and then when I went to the funeral, I realized I was the only one there with kind of that sort of spiritual connection with them. It wasn't the same thing that you're getting, which is like direct messages from them. You're kind of like, you know, please pass this on. But I did kind of feel like I was being his, you know, his ears, so to speak, and his acknowledgement on that level. So I just wanted to relate that. But let's all drop into heart space and look at this from a greater perspective of spirit, consciousness. Watch my language.
Because I do have something I might offer. When that kind of situation, and I'm getting an echo in my microphone here. So let's see. There it goes. Thank you. Is that how do you couch the verbiage to share with someone and feel comfortable and okay when maybe it's something new to you? And I think there's probably definite approaches you can take with that. So let's explore that when we get into heart here. So everybody who's listening in the past, in the present, and in the future, whenever you're joining us, just start to let go of your outside of awareness. There we go. Yeah, kind of everybody's ready to put it down. So just notice what it would be like to let go of today and go inward. And you can locate it to your heart physically. Gives you a nice place to start. There we go. Oh, and be grateful that it's beating. And then shift your awareness inward to the emotional terrain. So your emotional heart. And just notice. Don't be attached. They're just feelings, just awareness. And they might be colorful, and it might be grotesque, and it might be any kind of thing. Just notice what those. There we go. And then go into the core, the essence, the heart of all, where we're all one. And feel that release into that space. There we go. Yeah, there's a lot of steps going on in there today, I can hear. So just notice there's a lot going on in the world, as there always is everything going on in the world. This is where the bits and pieces and potential is. What's in between the bits and pieces is potential. So bask in the potential. There we go. And this is where we let go of our definitions of self and our comfort and discomfort and us and what we feel. Just let it go. Be in a state of consciousness. Okay, that's kind of getting nice and quiet. All right, Joan, what you got?
I was traveling around different towns in Maryland that I could joke about. Rose from Baltimore, Rose from Rockville. Just keeping your anonymity, Rose. I just want to check one thing that you know, I did hear that your concern was about rejection. And it was being rejected by the people you're carrying the message to, or rejecting the being that it wants you to carry the message?
It's both. I want to respect the person who's passing us, but I also don't want to cross any barriers or lines with people I don't know very well, and I don't want my own feelings hurt. I don't want to feel stupid, I guess.
Yeah, see, that's it's about us. Yeah, right.
Well, you know, something else that I find is that there is a higher communication that doesn't have to be verbal, and you're already experiencing kind of the higher communication from the other side, but you can communicate to people in body as consciousness, and they'll pick up the message. And it may be as effective as, in fact, maybe more effective than going to their friend that's in body, that's, you know, alive and in body and saying blah, blah, blah. But you could simply, in your mind, say to that person the message that is being transmitted, and they might actually pick it up better because you are rooted in physical form. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So because you've got a physical transponder, you've got a physical receiver and transmitter that's in the physical, and the dead person doesn't have that anymore.
And so that way, like, I'm not doing my job if I don't physically say it, I guess.
Well, it may pre-pave the way. Also, is you know, it, because it might end up in doing it this way, maybe circumstances may happen that you'll end up being able to have a conversation. But this way, you're not going out of the blue. Oh, by the way, your dead friend just told me to tell you this. You know, it's like you're not going that far, but you can, you're acknowledging to the dead person that you're receiving the communication. And then in your, it's sort of mental telepathy is basically what this is, but in your mind's eye, so to speak, is you can communicate, you can say to the person that the message is intended for, word for word, what's being communicated. And honestly, the world is more highly sensitive, and people are more highly sensitive, so they'll actually have a higher chance of hearing it now than some years ago when people weren't quite as tuned in. But even my husband picks up things non-verbally now, and he's half Swedish, and that's pretty unheard of for him. So, see what I mean?
Okay.
What do you think, Janet? Do we have Janet? Janet? We've lost your audio, Janet. Well, so Rosa got you on the line with me. So, tell me a little bit more about the circumstance.
The time that I had told you about the dream I had, like 2 years ago, about a teacher of mine passing. It happens that everything was correct, everything that you and I discussed and bantered back and forth on. But it wasn't her, it was her sister. So when I found her and I called her and whatnot, I didn't tell her what she said to me. And when I was putting up my Christmas tree, not too long after I got into Maryland, so she's been pretty persistent. And it's consuming. And then shortly after that, somebody else I know passed, and I don't have contact with her anymore. She was a mentor of mine when I was like a preteen. And she's pretty old. She's 70, I guess, when she passed. And I tried to look her up online, and her phone numbers are disconnected. And I just cried for no reason when I realized it, because I've received several messages, like on my Facebook, Peru popped up. And she actually went to Peru and brought me back a doll, which I have now sitting on my counter. I never used to use it. I used to always keep it packed away because it's kind of ugly. And I don't know why, but I felt really compelled to put it on the counter. And my husband said, "It's really ugly. Put this somewhere else." And I snapped at him and I said, "No, it's going to stay right there. It's important to me." And I ignored it. I ignored all these signs. And then Peru popped up on my phone and was like, "Oh, enter a trip or two to Peru." And I thought of her and I was like, "Oh, that's weird. Anyways, I don't want to go to Peru." And all the movies we went to see together just kind of popped up on my Netflix, like one right after the other. And she just kept constantly being on my mind, which is weird. We parted ways. She kind of just stopped contacting me. So, like, my feelings were still kind of hurt, I guess. And so I didn't really want to bother with it. And I was driving off of Andrews Air Force Base. And her name, Fitzgerald, was on the back of a license plate. And it hit me that she was with me. And she's been trying to tell me she's with me. And I was crying hard enough that I had to pull over. And the thing is, I don't know that those are my emotions. And I don't think those are my emotions. Because when I'm crying, I don't feel anything. Like, it's okay, she's passed. It's not a big deal. But these emotions are extremely strong. And so I put it aside. I didn't tell my husband anything when I got home. And then when he went to school, it just happened again. And this time it was really, really abrupt. And it was, "I'm sorry," pretty much. Like, she wanted me to know that she cared. And that it was never supposed to be just a cut-off communication like it happened. And I forgive her. Like, I don't care, you know. But she wants me to call her daughter. Her daughter, I think, might be the emotions. I don't know. And I've met her daughter multiple times. I don't even remember her name. And I don't know that I feel comfortable doing that. Even if I'm just calling to say, "Hey, is Eileen around?" And then we would tell me that she's passed. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And I'm afraid that it's going to be worse if I say anything. That I just stayed away.
Yeah. So I'm hearing a couple of different things there. One is that she's actually, talking to, is communicating with you. There's some direct communication to you. And then you are feeling impelled to contact her daughter. And I'll have to say that, it's also because you're capable. It's because that you can hear her. And one of the things, you know, when I talk to dead people that I see, it's like nobody talks to them anymore. You know, and it's like they're acting like I'm not here kind of thing. So so a couple things is that acknowledging her communication might alleviate it a little bit. And the other thing it sounds to me like your strategy of, you know, acting as if you don't know that she's passed might open a door for just having some communication, and you don't have to tell her daughter, you know, that you're receiving this from her mom. It might be a healing for her daughter just to be able to talk about it. You know,
that's what I got from it. But I'm afraid that door is going to close very abruptly in my face if I say something wrong.
Right. So you're pretty savvy. You don't have to. You can just be surprised that she's gone, and oh, isn't that, and have, you know, commiserate. Janet actually lost power, so she's on the phone with us now. So Janet, do you want to contribute to this? Anything you've got to tell Rose?
Well, I heard just the last couple of minutes of that, and I think this is a perfect example of where, from what I've heard, is Rose's concern, and she's not accessing her ability as consciousness. And that in being in heart space, there is no panic and there is no fear. So I would suggest in just being present, allowing that solace that's there, the grace that is there, and ask her questions from that place. Because we can hear the emotion running. And that's not useful here. What's useful is, how can I be of service? How is this something that I might wind up doing? Why me? Those questions are not getting answered in her framework. She needs to go to a place of authentic voice and notice what she notices from there.
Okay.
So,
actually,
we're in heart space right now, Janet. Can you help Rose get to that space you just described?
Yeah. So, Rose, just quiet. Just listen. Why do I find myself in this place? What is it that this would be useful here? There you go. We're all on different paths, sweetie. And I'm not one about randomness too much. Mm-hmm. I think it's more about that there's just information that I'm not aware of that's in a pattern that I'm not aware of. So if there are no accidents, if there's just information, and I can step back and be neutral and feel warmth, support, and grace, which is, since I didn't get to hear the other part of the story, which would be present here. And you allow yourself to truly feel that. There you go. There is a reluctance to engage that fully, and I respect that. And so just notice that. There you go. It's kind of like accessing heart is like a pool. Fluid. And you just want to sometimes tiptoe, put your toes in and just get in wet and realize, ooh, okay. And sometimes we dive in. But it sounds to me like all of this situation needs a sense of grace. And because you're the person in awareness, you access that. Okay, and there's lots of programming, lots of patterning that are present there that are pushing at you. So just allow yourself to notice that and push that back over there and say no. And just go back to heart. I feel your own sense of loss. I hear there's lots of confusion. I hear these things. And it's not
and since the show is about interior voices, it's the voice I hear that has no voice. And I can feel that in the heart. So just allow that to just open. And for all of you that are listening, that have shared similar situations with us, or similar experiences, it's how we encode that consciousness holds us. If you live in a fearful world, then anything different can be challenging. If you hold yourself to be in a world that's full of grace and love, or nothing, there's no thing, it's just neutral. All of that just becomes information. And how do you want to engage in new information? If I look at the world as, wow, isn't that fascinating? Huh, I didn't know that. Well, let me try that. It's a totally different state of awareness you're holding than if you're like, oh, God, this is going to hurt. Oh, I just know it's going to hurt. Two totally different states of awareness. Yeah. Now what do you notice, Rose?
I don't know, other than I feel extremely emotional if I'm opening myself up.
Okay. So just notice that. There's just a lot of emotion. That's fine. What kind of emotion?
I don't like that because I'm not an emotional person, so I know that it's not mine.
Okay, so does it have to be threatening?
No, but I just don't like crying. I don't like the build up of it.
Okay, so just notice that though. Just notice how you're responding to it. So maybe even that thinking is more attached to the energy of the emotion. There you go. See, one thing when you do this kind of work, whether you're in it or not, is you have to be just neutral, right, Joan? You gotta allow the information to show up, but not make it yours.
So, but I understand the dilemma that she's going through, because when you're feeling somebody else's feelings, it really is extreme, you know,
So the only way you can do is back off and get to neutral. So you can say, oh, that's part of that, that's not me. That's the way I would have to frame that. You may do that differently, but for me, it's like, okay. And it's okay to be in that emotional state, because I bet it's unexpressed emotion. And so me tagging it and going, oh my God, and blah, 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 then it disappears, it's gone. But if I act in reaction like it's reacting, then now we're both sunk. And I would say most people I've ever experienced don't express emotions well. And that doesn't mean that they don't get emotional, or that doesn't mean that they're not drama queens or hysterics. It's just they're not using their emotions well. So, like, okay, the energy totally disappears. Dissipates.
So, actually, Rose, I have a suggestion for you with that. Do you know where you're centering when you're picking up on this information?
No.
So have your conscious awareness, and you can do this right now, is have it back behind your eyes and above your ears. And you can still access heart space from the space, but your main focus is behind your eyes and just a little between your ears and behind your eyes, just a little bit above. Do you get a sense of that?
Yeah.
So that way, this is kind of like your driver's seat. It's known as the seat of the soul, but it's where you can access the higher awareness of it and not be in the pool of emotion.
to like step away from it?
Yeah, this is an area of neutrality. And it's not disconnection, but this is where you can be observing. It's your observation tower, so to speak. You can observe the feelings that are passing through when they're not yours.
Okay, my other question is, how am I supposed to find this person without a name?
How are you supposed to find this person?
Well, you know, this is where we're looping back to, I said, communicate to them as consciousness. And then that often will open the doors for if your mentor run into them, that's how it'll show up. You know, that this will open the doors for that showing up. So let me try to explain this a little bit better. So you're receiving communication from somebody who's on the other side. They no longer have a physical vehicle. And so they can only communicate to someone who's highly sensitive enough to pick up this information. See, so obviously her daughter's not tuning into this. But you are, okay? And
her granddaughter is. She keeps telling me, Kira, Kira, Kira. I imagine Kira as a Facebook, but I have no idea what her last name is.
Yeah.
How old is Kira? Or how old is the granddaughter?
She was 10 when I met her, so she's about almost 20 now.
Okay.
So the thing is, what I'm saying, though, is that you don't necessarily have to call her up or show up on her doorstep or anything like that, but just physically being in body and communicating, you know, in your mind's eye, so to speak, communicating what her mother's saying to her is in a more effective way of getting that information to her wherever she is than her getting communication from the other side. You're in a physical vehicle that can transmit it. Are you picking up? Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's just hard, I guess.
I know her mother would rather have her show up and say, but this is a baby step towards making that happen if it's going to happen.
I don't want this to continue either. Like, I don't want people to just, like, show up and be like, say this and say that and do this for me. And I just completely out of my comfort zone.
I totally understand. I never wanted to talk to dead people either because I didn't want to turn into Whoopi Goldberg from Ghost, you know? So that was really, you know, I didn't add that to my psychic repertoire for a long time. You know, it's like, I don't know how John Edward does this, but yeah, it's not as bad. And in fact, it may be less intense once you accept that you have an ability.
Well, I think Rose is expressing how many of us, you know, come into this work, right?
Yes.
You can come in back ass words or you can come in front. And
you come in grabbing onto the wall saying, don't take me.
Well, but it isn't that unless you set it up to be that way, Rose. That's the key to all this. That's why as consciousness you look at this stuff, sweetie. Because it's sometimes there doesn't seem to be any other path. And a lot of us set our worlds up that way. Unless I'm forced to do something, I don't do something. Well, that's one way to do stuff. And you can do that agreeably or wholeheartedly or resistantly or however many different ways there are to experience information. And it might not be what you think it is. I would guarantee none of this is what you think it is.
That's you're probably right on that. But I think I'm taking the perspective of everything that I went through as a kid, and I don't want that.
Got it. And maybe at that time you were not in a place to deal with it well or felt in control of it, but you're now no longer that child. So you have a lot of access, better skill sets, more awareness, things you can read, people you can talk to when you have these experiences. So you need to reevaluate, and especially if information keeps tapping on your door there, and it's like, okay, why have I set it up that I have to be this way with this kind of thing? So how is the wound a gift, really? is kind of where you're at. You know, Joan and I were talking about this the other day. I have a real, if I was going to get upset about things, it would be about how people make being psychic being really not fun. I see dead people. Oh, I only see tragedy. Blah, blah. You can read like crazy about all kinds of stuff. And the truth is, as much as there is out in the world, people are in distress or stronger. That emotional component is operating. And whatever has passed on does want to talk to us and let us know things. And it doesn't always have to be encoded in, oh, this is going to be horrible. That doesn't really serve. So, you know, how would you like to be in the world? And how is that using what your skills are? And how can you find that in a way that makes you feel good about being alive? That's my bottom line. So it's something you learn to control, or it will control you. And it's doing a pretty good job right now.
That's why I called.
And we appreciate that very much. So just notice what that feels like now. And I still have no computer, so okay. So I can't check anything on my computer.
You'll have to just totally use your extrasensory perception.
Yeah, and thank God my stopwatch is here. So let's see where we're at for time. Okay, so we've got some more minutes. So just notice. And what are you tracking,
John? What I was sensing is that we've given Rose a lot of information. And Rose, what I would suggest is listen to this recording later, because you know you're live on the air right now. You're also highly sensitive, so there's a lot of energy when you're live on a radio show. So you might be able to hear some of this stuff a lot better later on after you're listening to the recording, okay?
Yeah, and I hope definitely. You'll join us Thursday night next week again, Rose, because I think what I'm sensing, there's a lot of voices, there's a lot of story, there's a lot of myth that's running in your field that's creating interference for you, and everybody's opinion about something. And it's how to sort that out, let go of it, recognize it, and let it go.
I can't. Yeah, you know what? I totally forgot. There's a fundamental rule that you might find really helpful. And it is that you, as consciousness, Rose, are senior in your own space.
Okay.
You have total seniority within your body, within your energy space, over anybody else. And that's including, you know, in voices coming in or whatever. So,
and I would, you know, and if you got this voices very strongly, because I missed all that part, I would challenge it. I would say, what is it you want?
Janet. Yeah, so she did. Actually, she did talk about this.
Okay.
All right. So
okay,
it's a dead person talking to her. But so, Rose, anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
No, I think you guys answered my question. It's just a matter of putting it into practice.
Yeah, well, awesome. Well, hey, you know, join us again, as Janet said, join us on the 17th, and you'll have, it's a smaller, more intimate group, so we can talk some more then, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Rose. All right, Rose from Brooklyn, wherever she lives from.
It's right. Well, I was trying to keep her anonymous. I know where in Maryland she's from, but just so.
But, you anyway, keep bringing up Maryland.
that's where she's from. That's where he said. He said,
oh,
Capone from
no,
Maryland.
if we were to know where she was from, she might be from there. But we don't know where she's from. So we're not
that's right. She's
there.
Actually from. Yes, that's true. Carrying my love. Do you want to? We have. We're going to actually. We're still floating around in heart space, and we're going to let folks continue floating around in heart space as we go off for a commercial break here in a second. And when we come back, we've got a lot more to share with you. So just want to let you know that you're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. And I'm Joan, and Janet's over there. And we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan, and we're along here with Janet. And we have been talking about, a lot more than inner voice and consciousness. we've been talking about talking to dead people and consciousness. We kind of missed the juicy stuff about the strength of your inner voice and connecting to your own inner wisdom and also communicating to your body and hearing your body's communication.
Why don't we talk about that for a few minutes, Joan?
Okay, sure.
We got a few minutes.
And I do want to remember to tell people what's coming up for you and I in our respective towns and also how else to get in touch with us. But how for people to get in touch with themselves, you know, there's so much distraction out there. There's so much information coming in at you. And actually, there's also, you know, programming from the moment we pop out that, you know, that we are our bodies and we are our personalities, or that we're young and we don't know anything. And there's no emphasis on quietly tuning within and hearing your own inner voice and your own inner wisdom. And when you start to acknowledge yourself as consciousness, that's the part that really wakes up.
Well, and it's something we all have. This is whether we give any credence to it or time to it. And you're talking about disciplining ourselves, and for those of us that are improvisational and don't like regimen, that word might trigger something. But it's about not even practicing, it's playing. Okay, if you put it in a context of play and enjoyment, it's about getting to know yourself better. And most of us, if we're not brought up in traditions of where you listen for the quiet and hear the wisdom that's present, it might be kind of challenging. So just all of us need to work at knowing. Not knowledge, but knowing, that place it's not about belief or anything, it's just about awareness being present, that you're okay. And if you start from that place, and as consciousness, you allow yourself to really feel that in your sense of self, infusing you, that information is out there. It can come at you. And you really want to start to take the time.
So the thing is, Janet, the real strong thing that I want to emphasize is that we are consciousness. I am consciousness. Mm-hmm. And it's shifting the perspective. So it's not something that's not you, but it is you. And when I'm communicating as consciousness, I'm communicating from my own inner wisdom. So there's no disconnection. It is me. It is I am.
Right. And most people, I would say, don't hold that in conscious awareness in any way. Right? That's the thing. So it's like, okay, how did you come to that awareness?
It's shifting. I came from many years of shifting my perspective, and it's like not viewing things as the horse, but viewing things as the rider. And it's a simple shift of perspective, but it's enormously empowering. And then suddenly you do have your own inner authority and your own information. And then from that perspective, there's communicating with your body. This is a different thing and a whole hour-long topic in itself. But then it's like you can hear your body's communication when your body is telling you that it's tired, it's hungry, you know, or it wants this kind of food rather than that kind of food. And then you can take care of it as your own parent, so to speak.
Totally. And that's what we want all of you out there to be doing, having these conscious conversations with yourself. So I think it's time to probably come back out of heart.
Yes.
And you're always in heart. It's just your awareness that's shifting gears. That's all. You're always in heart. Let's make sure we're correct about that. You are always consciousness in action, consciousness evolving. So just notice the whole conversation we've been having, enjoying the growth, and the questions that come up, and the thoughts that are present, and how you relate to them. There we go. And notice, when you come back into your awareness of your own emotional terrain, what that's like now. And see it vibrant and lively. Feel good stuff. And then come back into your awareness of your physical heart. And we just expand this so that you can see, make some distinctions. But this is stuff that happens instantaneous. It doesn't take any time. So just be grateful to your heart again. And grateful to all those that you connected with. In this wave that you've been on. And feel your own, hear your sense. Have some awareness of your own inner voice that says thank you. Come back to the street level. And know that as you go out into the world today and tomorrow and the next day, that you are consciousness in action. Making choices. Experiencing life. It's a little shortness of breath there. So, everybody, just undo that constriction you've been holding on to. Let it release. Let yourself step into and move as consciousness. And join up with Joan at one of her meetups if you're in Seattle. Join up at one of mine here in Portland. Or join us on our free conference call next week, or listen in when we're with Lori on her happiness hangout. That'll be fun. What else you got there, Jen?
Well, also want to remind folks of other ways to get in touch with us. You can join us on Facebook, Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. You can also follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. You can follow me on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. You can actually follow us on Facebook, Janet Barrett and Joan Newcomb. And you can also subscribe to us on YouTube and email us directly if you do have any questions. That's how Rose reached out to us initially. She emailed us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com.
Boy, and it was powerful stuff. Blew my Skype connection.
Yeah,
I still don't have my computer. I can't even reboot my computer. It's frozen.
Yes.
So, for all of you out there, enjoy life. Happy holidays, and we'll see you the next time.
Yes, yes. We want to thank everybody who's listening. Doesn't matter time or space or future or past. It's you're all joining and helping co-create the experience right here and now. And, yes, so you've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan Newcomb.
And I'm Janet Barrett, and it's raining Portland, Oregon today. But
we're having a typical Northwest experience because it's raining here up in the Puget Sound, Seattle, Tacoma area as well. Thank you all for joining us as Consciousness Expressing and Evolving.
You've been been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.